Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the City of Baker School Board Special Board Meeting Agenda. Wednesday, February 12, 2025, 5:30 p.m. at the School Board Office. Meeting commencement. Call to order. Good evening. I would like to call this evening's special meeting of the City of Baker School Board to order. If there is a member of the public who would like to make a public comment regarding particular agenda items, we ask that you request a comment card from Ms. Dito to my right, who is seated to my right, and submit your comment card with the agenda item noted on the comment card. Please be mindful that we will allow 2 minutes for each comment in order to give everyone who would like to make a comment an opportunity to do so. Roll call. Ms. Perkins?
Here.
Ms. Prophet?
Here.
Ms. Burgess?
Here.
Ms. Joseph?
Here.
And Ms. Butler? Here. We have a quorum and we will proceed with tonight's agenda. We will have a silent meditation by Ms. Joseph and Pledge of Allegiance by Ms. Perkins, please. With my nice stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can you please silence cell phones, please? Welcome of visitors. Approval of agenda. Are there any comments from the members of the public regarding the agenda? Are there any comments from board members regarding the agenda? May I get a motion for the approval of the agenda?
Madam President, I would like to make a motion to approve tonight's agenda, February 12, 2025, 5:30 p.m.
May I get a second?
I second.
I have a motion by Ms. Burgess and a second by Ms. Prophet for approval of the agenda. The board will now vote. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph? Yes. Ms. Butler? Yes. The motion carries for the approval of the agenda. Action items. The public may comment on action items. Is a limit of 2 minutes. Number one, consideration of school reconstitution, redesign, and or consolidation of Baker Heights Elementary and Baker Middle School pursuant to plans previously submitted to. Thank you, I'm sorry. We have a comment by Mr. McCaskill. You're going to bring him? Okay. You're going to pass? Okay.
That's okay. Okay.
He's passing. Consideration of school reconstitution, redesign, and or consolidation of Baker Heights Elementary and Baker Middle School pursuant to plans previously submitted to Board of Elementary and Secondary Education, Office of the Recovery School District. Do you have anything?
Yep, so I'll go ahead. So there's been two parts of plans submitted. So we submitted a plan back in September to the State Department. We made several attempts to reach out to LDOE and RSD to have a discussion about what a reconstitution would look like, but we didn't get any response wanting to have a conversation about it. They did reach out back to us in November and asked us if we wanted to add to that plan. So at that time, I had researched what RSD had done with previous districts up in North Louisiana. And so what I added to the plan was what the RSD and the State Department had done with those schools. Again, reached out to the State Department several times to try to have a conversation about what a reconstitution would look like, but to no avail, that they did not want to have a conversation. So at this point, there's kind of two parts to that reconstitution plan. We don't have a reconstitution plan that the state has conversed with us about yet. So I think at this point, I would recommend, you know, that the board not take any action on that plan until we hear something from the state.
Okay, number two, consideration and discussion of the closure of Baker Heights and or Baker Middle School. Mr. Stroder?
Do they need to remove that item, Brandon, or they
no,
just table
it's
it?
Fine.
Yeah, okay. So there, I think you probably need to take this one in several pieces. I'll defer to our attorney to quote the actual statute, but it falls within the authority of the school board to determine the name, location, and numbers of schools within their district. If you need the state code for that, Brandon can give that to you. But I think it would behoove the board to designate the names and the locations of schools before they consider the closure of schools. So I would recommend that the board consider naming and for the 2025-2026 school year, designating Baker Heights at 3750 Harding Street, designating Baker Middle at 2550 South Street, designating Park Ridge at 5903 and 5905 Groom Road, and take that action first for the 25-26 school year, and then we can have the conversation about possible closures.
So, for clarity, the weight of the agenda item is written. It follows with Title 17-81A2, which authorizes the school board to determine the location, the number, and the openings of schools, which is what we're doing here this evening. And as a part of determining what we'll do with Baker Heights and Baker Middle, also falls to consideration of Park Ridge and making sure that we have properly informed for if action is taken on the closure of Baker Heights. So the first step that Mr. Stroder would like is a motion authorizing the designation for the location of Baker Middle and Baker Heights at 3750 Harding for Baker Heights and 2550 South for Baker Middle.
And then also 5903 and 5905 for Park Ridge.
5903?
That's correct.
And that's Groom.
Groom
Road.
Groom Road.
May I get a motion for the consideration of school reconstruction, redesign, and or consolidation of Baker Heights Elementary?
Excuse me, Madam President.
I'm sorry.
We're actually on item number two.
Number two. Okay. For consideration and discussion of the closure of Baker Heights and Baker Middle School. For address, designate location of Baker Heights at 3750 Harding Street. I apologize. And Baker Middle at 2550 South Street, and designate Park Ridge at 5903 Groom Road, and 5905 Groom.
And that would be for the
25-26 school year. I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
So may I get a motion?
I have a question. I would like to know and get clarity and an explanation on the letter that we received from Dr. Kate Broomley's office and Pam Schooler in reference to the cease and desist letter in reference to not to take any action on the closing of the Baker school system in Baker. I need clarification on that.
Certainly. So item number one was what that letter is in reference to. We, under 17.10.5, so it's Title 17, Section 10.5, is where the Recovery School District would request from a school system that has received an unacceptable performance rating for one of its schools, four steps. And in the four steps, it requires that if a school has been determined unacceptable, that you submit a reconstitution plan to BESSE. The second one is whether or not you will follow the reconstitution plan as submitted to BESSE. The fourth one, which is what's more relevant today, is if a school system has been, or not a school system, if a campus or a school site has been determined academically unacceptable for 4 years, BESSE has the authority to close or to take that school into the Recovery School District. However, that process requires board approval from BESSE. As of today, none of those things have occurred, with only the request of a reconstitution plan that we've submitted to BESSE, and the only responses that we've received to date from the Recovery School District office is, we reviewed your plan and we're not going to tell you whether or not your plan is approved or not. And we've asked for meetings with the Recovery School District on multiple occasions to discuss whether or not the plan is even, let's just say, in the ballpark. We haven't gotten any indication or response from BESSE whether or not it's in the ballpark. And then that was even after submitting an updated plan to the plan that we previously submitted, still not knowing whether or not we're in the ballpark. So the letter that we received today is primarily and singularly in response to agenda item number one. As it relates to the constitutional authority and the statutory authority of this school district, it is singularly placed with a local school district, the number of schools, the locations of those schools, the openings of those schools are uniquely reserved to the school district. BESSE has no authority to tell a local school district to cease and desist from operating its schools. That's flatly illegal. So at this point, you're choosing to operate your schools in the best manner in which you know how to do, based on the information, or rather the lack of information, that has come from the Recovery School District.
Okay, I understand what you just said, but it's my understanding that the state of Louisiana Education Department supersedes what we would do here at the city of Baker school system.
It does not.
Do you have that in writing? I need to see it in writing.
I have it in the statute. It's 17.
Okay, I happen not to have that.
Well, the first one that allows you to do this is 17:81. So Title 17, Section 81, Part A, Subpart 2. So 17:81(a)(2). That specifically states that the school board has the discretion for determining the location, the number, and the openings of schools. What BESSE does have authority over is if we continue to operate the school and it is deemed an unacceptable school, as long as it's operational, then yes, BESSE could take that school over and put it into the Recovery School District. But if you don't have that school in operation, there's nothing for BESSE to take over.
Let me understand. The communication that we received today that says cease and desist.
Yesterday.
Specifically to this board, not to take any action, is illegal.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, I'm asking.
It is not. No,
I just want to be within my rights when I vote.
I firmly believe item number one, as we have submitted here to you to look at, which we've passed on because BESSE has indicated they haven't approved the plan. They don't want us to do anything with the plan. So we can't do anything on that item. If you read it carefully, it says, consideration of the reconstitution, redesign, and/or consolidation of Baker Heights Elementary and Baker Middle School pursuant to the plans previously submitted to the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education, Office of the Recovery School District. Those are the plans that we were going to have you guys approve that would have allowed for consolidation of the two schools to move forward. Bessie sent back a letter on February 11th or 10th. The first communication was on the 11th. That said, pursuant to our December communication, you know, we don't want you to take any action on these plans. Because we hadn't heard anything for 2 months, and at the insistence of you guys trying to figure out what Bessie is thinking and what RSD is thinking, the only thing we knew to do was to have you guys convene a meeting and take some action and put it out there forward-facing such that Bessie can see we've been waiting. So we got a response by you guys doing that, and the response was, hey, don't do anything, cease and desist. So that led us to believe that we can't do anything on item one, because you're right. That requires Bessie approval of that reconstitution. What doesn't require Bessie approval is the opening and closures of schools. That does not require Bessie approval.
And I have one last question, because it was directed to Mrs. Stroder, that she would be willing to have a discussion with you, right?
Say that again.
Schooler.
What?
Schooler's response to you today, the communication that we all received, that she would be willing to sit down and have a discussion. Did I interpret that wrong?
That's not the way that I interpreted it. So the State Department originally reached out to us in August requesting a meeting. They did something similar with the districts in North Louisiana last April. They went up there and sat down with those districts in a meeting in April. We submitted our plan, our initial plan, to Bessie in September, the first part of September. We didn't hear anything from Bessie. Bessie and RSD actually made a decision on those schools closing in North Idaho within 1 month of their meeting with those schools. In November, I reached out to Bessie again, asking if any decisions had been made, if any review have been made. The response was there had not. They finally reached out to me back again in December asking if we want to add to our plan. So I took that as an opportunity to add to our plan based on what we saw in those districts up in North Louisiana. Again, saying I'm willing to have a discussion with you about what this plan looks like. We have heard nothing from Bessie. We scheduled a meeting with them. Brandon and I went to Bessie, sat down with them in a meeting, said we're willing to have a discussion about what this looks like, and the response was, we have not formally reviewed the plan yet. They've had the plan since September and November, so they've had plenty of time to review it, and if you read the letter carefully that Schooler sent, she actually admitted that, yes, they reviewed our plan, and her words were, don't take any actions until we have reviewed the plan. So we're pulling back from number one, but number two falls completely within the statutory authority of the school board.
Mr. Stroder, anything else?
Yeah, I actually said that in my email. I said I would welcome a conversation from Dr. Brumley similar to what occurred in Caddo and Grant Parishes. That was my letter back to the state.
No, I was talking about the letter that came today.
I didn't gather any discussion, wanting to have any discussion out of that letter.
To Mr. Schroeder's point, we've asked for conversations and dialogue with them prior to the February 11th letter, prior to the February 10th letter. It's a bit misleading and disingenuous to say that we would like to have a conversation when we've been asking for one since November.
I just have a problem with any action taken to reconfigure schools would appear to be an attempt to undermine the reconstitution plan, and I just want to be within the guidelines.
I understand. And so just so we're clear, mm-hmm. You are not taking any action on a reconstitution.
Okay.
That's why we are not considering item number one.
Okay.
And we are looking at item number two. Which, you know, I Sorry, it took a minute, but now that I have my pad completely up with the Westlaw statute, each public school board shall determine the number of schools to be open, the location of school houses, and the number of teachers and other school personnel to be employed. You do not have discretion in that option. You have to. That is a shall. That is a mandate by the law on this school district. There is no such mandate on the Recovery School District or the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education to determine the number of schools to be opened and the location of those schools. This falls under the general powers of public school boards, of public local public school boards, which is what you guys are.
And this is for the 25,
this would be for 25, 26 schools.
So under number two, for clarity, I think just for clarification, the board needs to designate. These are the campuses that we're talking about. These are the locations.
And this, and part of this is simply to make sure that it is clear and clean as to where our schools are, what we're operating, and where we're operating. This goes back to determining the location of the schoolhouses and so forth.
And again, that is for the 25-26 school year.
Can I ask you this, Brandon? For number two, do I have to go when we get a motion on this?
So, yes, what we're asking for, and with the consideration and part of the discussion on this, mm-hmm. is that we need to designate the location.
Right. So I need to do the right. address
so the,
as well.
The original motion that you've asked for or that you restated was to designate Baker Middle at 3650 Harding Street, Baker Heights at 2550 South Street, and Park Ridge at 5903 Groom Road, 5905 Groom Road, such that we know the locations before we close them, if that's the action.
Mm-hmm. For number two. So, are there any comments?
Okay. I want to direct this question to council and perhaps to the whole group. Do we have options? If we sit here and do nothing, it's almost a known thing that we're going to lose our schools. Tell me if I'm wrong or right. But if we go ahead and submit a plan, that is something we can do at this point and not be in violation of anything. Am I correct?
Partially.
Okay.
The chronology and the sequence of what you articulated is a little out of order. So let me run through the sequence and chronology one more time.
Please do.
August of 24, Bessie sends correspondence through the RSD to Mr. Schroeder saying they would like to visit. Following the visit, RSD identifies Baker Heights and Baker Middle as unacceptable schools that may be the subject, the subject of the Recovery School District and a potential takeover. They then ask Mr. Schroeder to submit, which he's done, a reconstitution plan which I was describing in Title 17, Section 10.5. They've asked for a reconstitution plan. We complied with that. We submitted it. They then asked for, do you have any updates to the reconstitution plan? That happened in November. Mr. Schroeder complied and said, you know, based on what you have done in other school districts that appear to be a working model, we would like to make this adjustment to our reconstitution plan, which is the consolidation of the two schools with some different dynamics to deploy in the educational model. We haven't heard anything back from RSD until we decided to put this on the agenda mm-hmm. to take some measure of action. And then what we get back from RSD is a letter saying cease and desist. essentially saying we don't have the authority to operate our school system. They haven't taken over anything. They've only asked about the reconstitution plan. We did have a meeting with them. We approached them without them approaching us other than the initial meeting in August after the submission of the plan. And we went with a working mindset of saying, look, we understand these schools have not been to the level that is acceptable for Bessie. We would like to work with you in figuring out the appropriate solutions to getting these schools to a workable level. And we've heard exactly these two pieces of correspondence that Ms. Joseph and I believe Ms. Perkins have referenced today. It was the first meaningful communication other than an email after Mr. Schroeder would have sent something saying, any developments, any updates, then they would simply reply, no new updates, no new developments.
So they sent the letter to two school board members?
Yes,
Joseph
sir.
And Ms. Perkins?
They sent them to the entire board. Just this evening, for clarification, those were the two documents that Ms. Perkins and Ms. Joseph have referenced.
Prior to that, nothing?
Prior to that, maybe an email here and there in response to an email that Mr. Schroeder has sent to RSD.
So at this point, I really would like to see a plan submitted from the playbook that we already talked about. I really don't want to lose our schools. If there's anything you can do, Council, that will make sure we're on solid ground to make that decision, I'd like to ask the board to go ahead and make that.
And if I can add one more clarification to your statement, is that we've submitted the plans. I think that's, I don't know if you're understanding that we've actually done that.
Yeah.
They, meaning the RSD and Bessie, they're not responding or telling us anything about the plan. The only thing that we know is that at some point in the future, whether it's at their March meeting, which is March 11th, or at their subsequent meeting, they may decide to put the takeover of Baker Middle and Baker Heights on their agenda while we're operating them and take them over.
Bessie has two options. Bessie can either accept our plan or work with us on developing a plan that they accept or take over the schools. Those are the two options in front of Bessie. They haven't made any move on option one.
May I get a motion for the closure of Baker Heights and or Baker Middle School?
I motion. I'm sorry.
No. Sorry. The motion right now that we're looking for is the designation of
location.
Yeah. Locations.
Of Baker Heights, 3750 Harding Boulevard, Harding Street, and Baker Middle at 2550 South Street, and designate Park Ridge at 5903, 5905 Groom Road.
That would be for the 25-26.
That would be 25-26 school year.
So moved.
May I have a motion?
She moved.
And I second.
Okay.
I second.
I have a motion by Ms. Prophet and a second by Ms. Burgess. The board will now vote. Ms. Perkins?
No.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
No.
And Ms. Butler? Yes. The motion carries for Baker Heights and Baker Middle closure.
Not closure.
I apologize.
Give the address.
Location.
Location.
Yes. I apologize. A motion. Excuse me?
You have to give the address.
Second motion for, consideration of school reconstitution, redesign. Consideration and discussion of the closure of Baker Heights and or Baker Middle School. May I get a motion?
Madam President, I would like to offer a motion for the closure of Baker Heights. Do I have to give the location?
No.
Of Baker Heights and Baker Middle Schools.
And that would be for the 25.
For the 2025-26 school year.
May I get a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Burgess and a second by Ms. Perkins. Ms. Proffitt, I apologize.
Before you vote the motion, I don't know if there's any public comment.
Ms. Debbie didn't bring any cards, and Mr. McCaffrey didn't have anything. So I'm going to call for the vote. Ms. Perkins?
No.
Ms. Proffitt?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
No.
And Ms. Butler? Yes. The motion carries. Do we have any announcements? Mr. Schroeder?
No, I'm good.
Next meeting is March 6, 2025 at 6 p.m. May I have a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn.
And I second.
I have a motion by Ms. Proffitt and a second by Ms. Burgess to be adjourned. Thanks. Good night.